5月15号
May 15th
凤凰卫视宣布公司管理层重要人事变动。
Phoenix TV announced a major change in its management team.
凤凰卫视执行董事总编辑孙玉胜辞任一切职务。
Phoenix TV executive director and editor-in-chief Sunny Sheng resigns from all positions.
他退休了。
He is retired.
这个新闻呢
This news is
关心的人其实并不多
Not many people care.
而关心的人里边啊，基本上都是传媒圈电视圈里的神灯们
And among the people who care, they are basically all the celebrities in the media and television circles.
有的群里大家议论了几句也就完事了
Some people just talked about it in the group, and then it was over.
年轻人呢，有点求知欲的那种。
Young people, those who are curious and eager to learn.
就问，谁退休了
？Who retired?
孙玉胜是谁
？Who is Sam Zixit?
孙玉胜是谁
？Who is Sun Yushu?
这个咱知道啊。
I know.
孙玉胜啊，是中国电视新闻改革的一个最主要的操盘者和见证人。
Sun Yixing is one of the main operators and witnesses of the reform of Chinese television news.
他最早是央视新闻中心采访部跑林业口的记者。
He was originally a reporter for the interview department of CCTV News Center, covering the forestry area of Linyi.
后来呢，历任央视新闻评论部主任。
Later, he served as the director of the commentary department of CCTV News.
新闻中心主任。
Director of News Center.
央视副总编辑和副台长。东方时空焦点访谈实话实说新闻调查这些文物级别的节目
CCTV Deputy Editor and Deputy Director Truthful and Honest Focus Interview News Investigation
知道吧
Do you know
他创办的我呢是2000年底加盟央视评论部的那个时候
He founded the department when it was established in the late 1990s.
孙玉胜已经是台领导了。
Sun Yusheng had already become a leader in the Kuomintang.
所有的新闻专题节目都归他审。
He was in charge of all the news special programs.
他审完节目，这一签字意味着俺又拿到了一期工作量。
After he signed the program, I got another period of work.
其实新闻评论部本身啊，就是孙玉胜创立的。
Actually, the news commentary department was originally established by Sun Yusheng.
所以呢，在我们心目当中啊
，So in our view,
孙玉胜是自带光环呐。
Sun Yixing is a celebrity with a halo.
可以说，在孙玉胜的身上集中体现了那个时代传媒行业当中盛行的理想主义。
This can be seen in Sun Yusheng, who embodies the idealism that was prevalent in the media industry of that era.
当时我们这些小年轻
，At that time, we young people，
哪个不是冲着理想、激情来到评论部的？
Who didn't come to the comment department with passion for ideals?
有的辞去公职。
Some resigned from public office.
有的背井离乡。
Some left their hometown.
有的两手空空，只身飘在北京。
Some people are alone in Beijing with nothing to do.
大家聚在这里。
Everyone, please gather here.
为了意义，为了精神。
For the sake of meaning, for the sake of spirit.
为了给不平凡的人生一个交代。
In order to give an account of an extraordinary life.
干起了电视。
Turned on the TV.
孙玉胜在组建新闻评论部的时候
When Sun Yu was building the news commentary department,
曾经亲手写下了评论部的部训呢。
I used to write training materials for the comment department by hand.
一个部门
A department.
那时候居然有那种部训。
Back then, there was actually a training program.
哎
Oh?
部训是这么说的。
Busson said,
加入新闻评论部是我们自愿的选择。
Joining the news commentary department is a voluntary choice.
我们愿意为中央电视台的荣誉和尊严尽职尽责。
We are committed to upholding the honor and dignity of CCTV.
在这里，我们崇尚求实。
Here, we value practicality and
公正、平等、前卫。后边这八个字就刻在评论部。南院一楼的一进门的那个墙上。
The eight characters fair, equal, forward are engraved on the wall of the entrance of the south wing of the Department of Public Opinion.
后来呢
Later,
孙玉胜出了一本书
Sun Yu said a book.
叫十年在里边
It took 10 years.
他说当时啊，在一个会场通过这个部训的时候啊
，He said that at a conference during a training session，
气氛是郑重的、神圣的
，The atmosphere was solemn and sacred，
充满激情的
，Passionate。
哎呀
，Oh no，
这一切说起来仿佛恍如隔世啊。
This all sounds like something from another world.
前两天我看一个视频。
Two days ago, I watched a video.
有个小学生问他老师说
A primary school student asked his teacher, right?
就说您是80年代生人，老师。
I heard you are a teacher who was born in the 1980s.
那说明您是上个世纪出生的，老师。
That means you're a teacher who was born in the previous century.
你见过慈禧太后吗
？Have you ever seen the Empress Dowager Cixi?
把老师给问懵了。
Confuse the teacher.
那一想可不是，你跟老佛爷还真是在一个世纪待过。这个80后已经是老人了。
That sound isn't coming from you and the old boss. It's coming from someone who's been around for a century.
那像我们这些更老的人讲起旧事儿。
It's like the older generation telling stories about the past.
那哪里是现在的年轻人能想象得到的
？How could they have imagined such a place?
但是呢，我可以跟年轻人说。
However, I can tell young people,
我们确实是跟慈禧太后在一个世纪待过。
We really spent a century with the Empress Dowager Cixi.
但是，我们也跟理想主义在一个世纪待过。这么说吧。
But we also use idealism in a century, let's say.
那个时候，没点理想主义。
At that time, I didn't have any idealism.
找女朋友都难。
It's hard to find a girlfriend.
每天的策划会上，总有发言。
Every meeting, there are always people who speak up.
让你热血沸腾。
Make you feel excited.
就连主任审个节目。
Even the director, when reviewing a program,
那就整个就像一个小型的演讲现场啊。
Then it's like a small-scale speech event.
还有好玩的。
There are more to come.
在每年的年会上。
In every year's New Year's Eve party.
想尽各种办法捉弄领导。
Think of all kinds of ways to prank my boss.
那是固定的项目。
That's a fixed project.
这不有一个内部的片子吗？
Isn't there a movie about this internally?
片子里边
In the movie,
孙玉胜就被起名为孙玉败。
Sun Yat-sen was renamed Sun Yubai.
还有，你像很多网民都知道，央视新闻中心有个主任叫李挺诺夫。
As many netizens know, there is a director of CCTV News Center named Li Tino.
哎呀
！Oh no！
年轻、激情
，fun passion，
理想、好玩
，ideal fun，
那是那个年代的回忆呀、啊。
That's a memory from that era.
世界变化快、啊、
The world is changing fast.
后来我们纷纷四散而去。
Later, we all dispersed and went our separate ways.
现在连电视都已经成了明日黄花。
Now, even televisions have become obsolete.
到如今，一代电视新闻改革的领军人物也算退休了。
Now, the leading figures in the reform of television news have also retired.
也该歇歇了。
You should also rest.
孙玉胜生于1960年。
Sun Yat-sen was born in 1960.
今年66岁了。
This year I am 66 years old.
这正是长江后浪推前浪。
This is the classic example of the later generation surpassing the earlier generation.
万水千山总是晴。
The sun always shines.
哎呀。
Oh no.
就这么着。
That's it.